Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Down to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Well, neighbor, here comes Superior Livestock's Bell Ringer Sale. Bell Ringer 28 coming up Thursday and Friday, January 15th and 16th, offering 65,000 head to be sold starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, both Thursday and Friday, on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be selling mainly yearling cattle on Thursday, calves, replacement heifers, and bred stock on Friday. If you want more details, call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
And welcome back here, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, we're going to take a look at our livestock futures here this morning. And, well, cattle futures ended up with a pretty rough day yesterday. In fact, triple-digit lows across the board yesterday.
Exactly right, Dave. After an early session of upside, the cattle complex turned negative and closed negative, triple-digit losses yesterday. Fun long liquidation and technical selling pressure to cattle futures lower. We continue to see the choice box beef work its way higher. It's been up almost $22 over the past 15 sessions. Yesterday, choice box beef was up $2.85. Select box is up $1.30. Total movement of 129 loads. The daily cattle kill, 111,000 head. Cash feeder index was lower by $1.04. Now, live cattle will have expanded $4.50 trading limits today because February closed up the $3 limit. The February and April lean hogs yesterday had another session of new contract lows. February cattle yesterday closed down the $3 limit. March feeder cattle down $2.37, and February lean hogs were $1.47 lower.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at these grain futures. And, well, actually, it was just a rough day all around yesterday. The grain's also lower across the board.
That's right, Dave. Not only was the livestock and the grains lower, we also saw our energy markets, our financial markets also moved to the downside. There was very little stuff that had a positive close yesterday. Now, Tuesday, the grain and the soybean complex traded mostly positive and then started working lower after the 8:30 reopening and ended up closing negative. The wheat, corn, and soybean contracts all made new lows for the month of January yesterday. There was a lack of fresh market-moving news yesterday as the selling just pulled the market down as we continue to see some fun long liquidation and a little technical selling in the marketplace. Trading volume overnight has been heavy, and prices have been once again lower. March KC wheat at the moment is 6 cents lower. March corn down a nickel. March soybeans 5¾ lower. The March cotton is 30 points lower. February crude oil down 23 cents. The March dollar index 14 cents lower. And March Dow Jones futures 120 points lower.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866 Go to Tom.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.